You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Hello and welcome. Thank you very much for joining us this beautiful summer Italy afternoon. Gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. My name is Jason with my wife Ashley.
Ciao tutti. Hello.
And for the next half hour or so, we'll take you through a little snapshot of what's going on in our lives. We run an agriturismo, which is a farm and inn. We also have a small cooking school and an organic garden and chickens and
a whole menagerie.
Bugs, flies, the whole deal.
So, what's been going on in the Candeliano Valley, where we live in northern Lamarque, for the past week or so?
Let's see. We'll start off with the Transumanza. Last podcast we left off, we were going to give you an update of what happened with the Transumanza.
And just to recap, what is a Transumanza?
The Transumanza is where we transfer the cows from the Moki, farmers do the Transumanza, but we did it with the Moki family, and they transfer their cows from the stalls where they slept, where they stayed for the winter, up to the beautiful Monte Nerone, where they graze free on the grass all summer long.
And what's really cool is you do it with the townspeople, and you walk the cows. Walk them through town at 4 or 5 in the morning, and start walking them all the way up to the top of the mountain. And how high do you think Monte Nerone is?
I know exactly how high Monte Nerone is. It is 1600 and something meters. High enough. It takes about 5 hours to walk the cows from the barn to the top.
And it is an incredibly beautiful walk because it's early in the morning, the sun is rising, the mint you smell like coming up through the fields and surrounding the path, and just kind of being at one with nature, with the cows and everything. I mean, you get your fair share of cow butts in your face, but
yes, it was 4 or 5 hours of watching cow butts, some humping going on, lots of nursing, lots of pooping and peeing.
Yes.
There was two little calves that were just born a few days before. One made it all the way up to the top. One pooped out after about, I don't know.
Through town.
Yeah, right in through town. The mama of the one who made it to the top was not very happy about people coming near her.
Tell them about that. You had a feisty situation.
Yeah, we had one cow she was at the back of the pack, so every time we try to walk by all the cows to get to the middle to kind of get them in, she would get really defensive of her calf and did the kind of bull, like, put her head down and scrape her hoof and charge you kind of to scare you off, and it worked. She's a lot of meat running at you. And
when you asked Franco, what do you do if she charges, what did he say?
Get the hell out of the way. She had crazy horns and crazy eyes.
Because you have to keep pushing the cows up and keep them together so they don't veer off the course. Because if one starts going, the others will just take off following it.
Only one time did I have about 20 cows just not go around one of the turns. It's a road, but it's kind of like a cow road up, that S's all the way up to the top of the mountain. And on one of the S turns, the cows did not follow the road and just kind of took off into the woods.
Die, Jason, get your cows.
But it was wonderful, beautiful experience. We had some guests who came along for the first bit, and
then I took them back to the house because they were going on a wine tour. But Jason continued with our friend Chris, and I had family in town, Sean, Linda, and Grace, and it was a total blast. So it was a family affair, and it was really cool.
It was. We'll be looking forward to next year. You can never know the exact date of the Transumanza because it all depends on the grass.
We cannot plan it, Ashley. We must wait until the grass is this high and the temperature is this warm and the cows are ready to go out.
So that's what, yeah.
You know, about 2 days before.
2 days before. So it was delayed a weekend, and then we did it the following weekend.
Mm-hmm. So with my family in town, we did a bunch of kind of day trips and stuff. We went to Alfagna, which is near Ancona, and out to lunch there. And then we did the yacht trip with Daniela, which was a blast. And what else? We just got to kind of enjoy some time with the family.
We got to swim in our own pool, which was nice.
And we got to jump off the boat and swim in the Adriatic, which was a blast.
Lots of fish.
Oh, God, so good. And this time of year also, this isn't even go with what I was talking about. But it's time to make the liquors. And I just had filtered and finished the Vicciolino, which is our wild cherry liquor. And what's really cool is it's got this really nice, delicate, delicious cherry flavor. But there's not a single cherry used in the recipe. It used the leaves of the cherry tree. It's really incredible. So that one sits for 10 days and then is filtered. And I've got my Nocino, the biblical 40 days and 40 nights walnut liquor that's been sitting out in the sun for about a week or so. Got to stir it every few days.
We got the walnuts. You pick them when they're green. And we got them from our neighbors down the road who have a walnut grove orchard.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, yeah, that's the other one, that you pick them when they're green. Everyone thinks that's so bizarre that you're putting the actual nuts in there.
Well, no Italians think that's bizarre.
No.
I guess. You do one more, too. You do the Brugnolino, and that's not...
That's in the fall. And I do the limoncello, and I've got a ton of that still. But this winter, I want to try one with the blood oranges from Sicily. I think that would come out really good and have an incredible color.
How did they say it? Orangino? No.
Arancino.
Arancino. Also, we're getting ready to start some vinegar. We have some red wine, about 10 liters of red wine that passed. And our neighbor has the mother. So we'll see if that works out. You need to put the mother into this passed red wine and then stick it in a dark, warm place. So we have where the cabinet for the water heater and solar panel thingy-ma-bobber should be plenty warm, and I'll stick it in there and see what happens.
Speaking of the solar panels, they're awesome. The water comes out so warm. In fact, sometimes it drives me crazy because the cold water starts off warm, and I'm like, what? Where is the cold? But are you happy with the system so far?
I'm very happy. Are you happy that I don't have to check the water heater 10 times a day?
Yes, you're OCD. God. And now let's talk about your very special new toy / instrument that you installed yourself on the roof.
Oh, yes. So my weather station finally came. It's the Rainwise. I don't know what the model is, but it's...
ZT300.
Yeah, it's not a toy. It's hardcore. It's real. And I got it up onto the roof of the outdoor kitchen. We were going to put it on the roof of the main house, but I would have to put in a pole and drill down into the roof.
It was just too scary up there.
Whereas the roof of the outdoor kitchen already has a pole that's drilled into the roof where the satellite dish many years ago went.
But you needed some piece to drop in there, right?
Yeah, so I needed a mounting system, and I didn't know where to find it. I went to a million hardware stores. Finally, on the way to Piobico, there's this fabrica. What would you call fabrica?
Oh my gosh, like not a factory. Yeah, thank you.
Factory that just has all these pipes and tubes outside. And I thought, well, what the hell? Maybe they'll know where to send me. So I went in and I brought them the pole that I needed for the weather station that I needed to mount onto the bigger pole. And I told them my problem. And the shop foreman comes over and goes, "You live here, don't you?" I go, "Yeah, I live in Kakamone." He goes, "Okay, just wait. Follow me." He fabricated this whole thing that perfectly fit into the bigger pole, then with these hardcore nuts mounts the smaller pole. It's all welded. He painted it for me.
I couldn't believe it. Jason comes back and I'm like, "You got it painted?" He's like, "Wait till you hear the story." The guy, that was incredible.
The guy, he was incredible. It took him about a half hour, 45 minutes, and he welded it all perfectly and even gave me the hardware for it. And
how much did he charge you?
I had to insist that he took money, and so I gave him 10 euro, and then he's like, no. So then the next day I went by and brought him some of our homemade salamis and sausages and a bottle of wine to say thank you. But I just thought it was incredible that, you know, that sometimes, I mean, that's the great thing about the countryside is you get that really personal connection to your community.
They'll stop what they're doing and help you.
And then there's the other side of where some things drive you crazy. But this is one of the ones that was great. And I just left there thinking, man, that is incredible that this just happened. And just because I live in Piobico, he's seen me. I drive the red car.
The dirty red car.
Trope of a load. Too fast on the road.
Well, another story about Italians would be the rally race that is coming up this weekend. And our friend Craig, who is an American expat who lives outside of Rotterdam, he loves to come down for it. So it's become like an annual tradition. But what's hard is they change the dates. They change the course. You never quite can find the information. So he's coming down this weekend, and we've been dying to get the exact route, because sometimes it comes, like, right at the end of our road, which is really fun. And so I found, finally, yesterday, the map online, and it was like, God, it's just days before they finally post this information. And then I go into Piobico today to find out a bit more if they know what time the race is passing through, because now I've seen the map and I know which road and course they're taking. And I go into the, like, little local police station, and it's wide open. No one's there. I'm like, ciao, permiso, hello, no one. So I go to the post office 2 doors down, and I'm like, do you guys have any information for the rally? And they're like, what rally? When? Where? I'm like, here in Piobico, this weekend. And they're just like, what? So then one of the nice guys there starts, he's like, well, let's go check at the police station. I was like, well, there's no one there. He goes, well, I know another guy. Let's go see if Franco knows. So we go into this other office, and he's like, what? What rally? No, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he makes a few phone calls. Everyone he calls says, what? And so he just hangs up on them. And finally he goes, I think the only person who knows would be the officer for the little local police. But he's in Giro. He's walking around right now. You'll just have to walk around town to find him. So no one could help me. And I thought, oh God, this is hysterical. It's coming through this rally, this international rally race.
Hold on. First, let's you know what a rally is. I'm sure you've seen it before. It's the ones that, it's the races that are on road, off road. They drive little cars.
Little sporty cars.
They're the ones that the crowd gets right up on the track, that you've seen it on those video, those TV shows with World's Worst Crashes, where the car skids and flips off the course and goes tumbling through the crowd.
People.
That's what we're going to watch.
It's
Love
so
it.
Much fun. And it's a huge event, and it's coming through Piobico.
And it's coming through our town.
On either Friday or Saturday. So it was like, hello, how come no one knows? So I glimpse of the officer in town. I don't even know if you'd call him an officer.
No, he is.
But it's so sweet, and it's such a sleepy tale that it's funny. So I flip the car around, and I come out, and I'm like, hello, do you know any information on the race? And he's like, it comes through at 9:30 on Saturday. I said, you are the only man online and in Piobico who has any information. In town, they were trying to say, like, check on Facebook. And I was like, I've been on there. There's nothing. They were like, what about the Proloco, the, like, local tourism office? Not a clue. So I just thought it was hysterical that this essentially international car racing event is coming through. And one guy in town who's walking around, he's the only one with the information.
So we're very much looking forward to that. We're going to have a great time. We like to wake up early and go into Sant'Angelo where the pits are.
Mm-hmm.
And we check out the pits and watch them work on the cars in the morning.
Really cool.
And then we come back and have a little breakfast. And then we can walk down to the end of our road and watch them pass.
But don't you want to go, like, to the hills where they do their times, too?
Yeah, sure.
I know, because it's a different route, so it'd be kind of cool to go see.
Yeah, but I'm just, it's like a whole day. You hear through the echo of the engines through the hills all day. It's great.
And the back loop through our back road is one of the best ones, because they're not being timed. They're not a minute apart. They're all, like, bumping each other. Well, they probably shouldn't be, but it is really fun.
They're not bumping each other.
I know, I like to think they are.
They're apart.
Robin's racing.
Big thing happened to us in our, immigration this week. Our permesso di soggiorno, our permission to stay, basically our visa, had expired.
And I put it off renewing it because I had such, like, oh my God, I guess the best word is anxiety. Just going, oh my God, the paperwork,
And I'm sure it's this way in any country, but it's usually we have to go to Pesaro, about an hour and 20 minutes away, and several trips,
hours,
and it's just painful, man. It's just painful. So we put it off a good 4 months.
Yeah. And then I got nervous.
Then we got nervous. It's like, oh man, they're going to throw us out of the country.
They're not going to throw us out, but it was just like,
we need to just be legit. We have to have our stuff renewed. So we have the inside track. This is how Italy works. You have to know someone who knows someone who works in the Questura, or the police, the head police station. So we know someone from Piobico whose cousin works in the Questura in Pesaro and got us the inside number. Let everyone know how important and what the significance the inside number means to the regular number.
Well, they answer the inside number. more often. Even when the guy from the office emailed me this number, he said, "Try many, many times. Don't give up on calling," because half the time the phones don't answer. And I have seen firsthand in an office that I won't say where, that is like a union state-run office where it's time for these documents to be handed in for the whole area, and the phone's ringing off the hook, plus the whole office is filled with people, waiting area filled with people to be seen, and the guy literally picks up the phone, takes it off the hook, and just puts it down on the table. And I was like, oh, yeah, as it's ringing, and I thought, oh, that's why you just get busy signals or no one picks up. Oh my God. So that was a disaster that time. But anyway, so he got us the right number. I got through on like my second or third attempt. And miraculously, we got an appointment scheduled for
like 3 days later.
3 days later, and on a day that we were available to like do it. So it all worked out. We go to the Urbino Questura. So that's only about half an hour away. So we're already bonus points there.
Smaller town.
Yep. And then closer to where we are and where we would know people. And so we get there early, and it's supposed to be at 8:30. Well, the doors don't even open till like a quarter to nine. And so I'm waiting around, and I'm talking to this ununiformed cop who works there, but I didn't realize that he worked there. I just thought he was in line too. And we're starting to talk it out, this and that. And he's like, "Oh, you live in Sant'Angelo, right?" And I was like, "Yes. How did you?" Or he goes, "You're American, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You guys live in Sant'Angelo, Nevada." And I said, "Yes. How did you know?" He goes, "Because I've met you before. I have a good memory for some things." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So then it quickly hit me. He works here. Let's, you know, work up that charm. And
flash a little boobie or something.
No, just, you know, be real charming. And so we start chatting up about who we know and the weather and the garden and all this.
I'll flash a boobie to make it go smoother.
This is true. They watch. And so it ends up he's the one who gives us our interview, and he was awesome. And
patient, told us what documents we needed. All right, you have everything, but you need this receipt from the post office. Go get that. You also need your
Your taxes.
Your taxes from this year, even though they're not due. Have your commercial leaser write up a projection of what he thinks they're going to be.
Just fax have him fax it. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we were able to like run to the post office, come back. It still took a few hours, but we got the whole thing done. We have our receipts. We got our new permesso, so we can continue living in Italy. And the best part on top of it was what?
Well, next year we get our permanent carta di soggiorno, which is the permanent card. And then five years. And then after that 5 years, we will get our Italian passports.
That is really exciting stuff.
That is. That will be 10 years in Italy.
Woohoo!
I know. It made my day. It really made my day. And it was just such a weight lifted off. You know, you don't have, it's always in the back of your mind.
Oh, I know.
Thinking about it. Next one to tackle is our driver's license.
Oh, please don't even bring that up. When do you think that the cards will be there? That we go pick up.
That was
the problem this year. Our cards were expired when we went to pick them up.
Because we kept going back. We waited a couple months and we'd go back and check. And you can't just walk in there anytime and be like, "Hi, I'd like to know where my card is."
Even if there's
no one there, you have to go on to a specific day and like 3 hours in the morning.
Mondays between 9 and 11.
And 11 or something. So it's a pain in the butt. So when we went to go pick them up like 2 or 3 times, they weren't there. Then we just forgot about it. And the last time we went to pick them up this winter, they wouldn't release them to us because they were already expired.
Correct. And that commenced the drama. So that's good that it's taken care of.
Yes.
Let's talk about the garden.
All right, let's talk about the garden. My garden looks absolutely gorgeous this year.
It really does. I gotta get some pics.
We've been weeding our little hearts out. I've been weeding my heart out. I have, carpal tunnel in my hands from pulling weeds constantly. But it looks great. Everything's in production coming up. We're eating tons of zucchinis, tons of chard. Our radishes we blew through.
The lettuces are really crispy.
Strawberries are delicious.
Oh my
cucumbers.
God, strawberries. I made angel food cake to go with it. It fell, but it was still good.
The garden looks great. We're getting it all the pathways weeded out, and everything looks happy and healthy, and we have nice hot weather. It's been in the high 80s, low 90s the last week and a half or so.
What's rain-wise say?
Rainwise says, good weather. I haven't actually hooked up the displays
yet. That's what's crazy.
So I put up my
You've been so excited.
I've been so excited about this weather station. I put the weather station up. It's transmitting data. I downloaded all the software I needed, and then I haven't touched it. So
bravo.
Yes, yes. It comes with two displays that you can mount anywhere in the house you want. I haven't put them up yet.
Oh, you know what else? We had our cherries from the garden.
From the trees.
From the trees. And the plums. And we made that really good cherry plum marmalade.
That was good. Cherries came this year. The little tree did much, much, much better than the big tree.
Yeah, the big tree wasn't so great. Oh, update on the flies. We had a little fly attack this year.
Under control.
Thank God. It was like for 2 weeks.
I wanted to stab my eyes out. There were flies everywhere.
Jason would go totally crazy and have different like methods on different days. One day, keep all the doors closed. So then the next day, keep all the doors open. Just push the air through. Then the next day, put tinfoil on the windows.
I read that online.
Then another day, he would do, like, I don't even know. Each day was a whole different scheme of things. We had, like, the fly tape. It was so tacky. We finally got, like, the things to hang in the door. But, like, I'd come in one day and open all the doors, and he's like, close them all. What are you doing? You're letting them all in. I thought today was keep the doors open day. No, it didn't work. Doors closed. Doors closed. She was like, oh, my God.
Well, they're finally under control.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know if it was my efforts or if it was just they had a 2-week run.
Oh, it's just significantly better. It's totally normal now.
There's always bugs, but now it's...
But this has been the year of the fly for that part. Humongous hairy caterpillars.
And ladybugs.
And ladybugs, yes.
Tons and tons of ladybugs. I've noticed in the garden there's ladybugs
everywhere. I see them in the grass. I see them all over when I'm hanging laundry.
All right, that's good.
What else?
At least, what year was the, those horrible red bugs?
Oh, God, that was like our first year.
Every bug has its own season and own time. In different years, they come out with different veracity?
I think veracity.
Veracity. So, like, one year the bees were, it was like bee
Yeah, and the huge calabrone. This year we have, like, a lot of the smaller little bees. Trying to put up their little hives everywhere. We got to keep knocking them down. But it's the great outdoors. It's what you get.
It is.
And lots of fireflies this year.
Definitely.
Well, we've always get them, but it's so nice to see. Ooh, if you're going to be in the Marque area coming up in the next 2 weekends, check out, this is so cool, the Marque Jazz and Wine Festival. What a better pairing? I don't know. But through the 3rd of July to the 31st of July, they are having concerts at, like, really sweet little locations, or, like, here in Piobico, it's in the Castello Brancaleone. So, for the 3rd of July, it will be in Monte Carotto near Ancona. For the 9th of July, here in Piobico, woohoo! The 17th of July in Falerone, near Fermo. And the 23rd of July in Caldarola, near Macerata. And the 31st of July in Ofida, in the Ascoli Piceno area. So check it out. You can see it on Facebook. They have a Marque Jazz and Wine Festival page.
Sul Facebook.
Sul Facebook.
Coming up, what's coming up this week, Ashley?
Well, the rally. No, no one knows about. And
you want to talk about what you were working on today?
The website?
Yeah.
Well, we're really excited because we're rolling out a new website soon, so it will be, I'll keep you guys posted, but it's going to look really nice, and it's just, I'm really excited. It's been a few years, so it's time to update it.
We got pictures, we had a photographer come, a local photographer from Apecchio come and take a bunch of photos about a week ago,
mm-hmm.
week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, it'll be done one day.
Yes, yes. No time frame. But it will be fantastic when it's up.
It will be.
Anything else, or should we just kind of take it home?
Should we take it home? Was there anything else funny that I wanted to talk about?
Well, I don't know if you had mentioned it before or not, since we haven't been very consistent, but Jason is officially done with his Bonino lifeguarding courses. I think we mentioned that before, but it's just worth mentioning again.
Don't have the certificate yet, but...
No.
I have to call that guy about that. This is ridiculous.
Lorenzo?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have to take another trip down to,
Senegal,
yeah. Jeez, Louise. All I do is drive all over this damn region. It's ridiculous.
True. All right.
Oh, any good gaji funny things that you want to talk about? He did bust out the word mongoloid the other day in a conversation when we had guests over, called someone a, had a face like a mongoloid. And I told him that we don't use those, like, mongoloid's an old word. No one uses that. And then from the other side of the table, someone shouts,
I don't know. I should not even tell this story.
What did they shout out?
They call him autismo.
Oh my God.
I think La Rosana was yelling at him because they call him autistic, Aji. That was a new one. He's awesome. Every time he's not around for a few days, I miss that guy so much. He not only is he awesome, came over the other day, our first day without a guest in the morning. We had a day off. Like, literally no one was at the house. Not great for middle of the summer, but...
Business, but nice for us to enjoy the house a little.
So it's like, oh, I'm gonna sleep in until 8:30. I am not gonna get up until 8:30. I'm gonna have some coffee, and then I'll start watering or doing whatever. Well, sure as shit, at 6:50, Gaji decides
to... You hear, tink, 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 and it's like, what the hell is that? Someone's here outside.
Well, Gachi's destroying one of the rock walls that are surrounding a tree and deciding that it desperately needs to be broken down and re-cemented and re-put back
together. You know, 7 a.m. on a Sunday. It was like, are you kidding?
And I come out and I go, good morning, doctor. He goes, slept in, huh? Let's go. Go have your coffee because
he says, you have 2 minutes to drink your coffee. I don't care if you burn your mouth, then you're getting to work.
So throw on the gloves, throw on the boots, go out there, and where's your cement? We need cement. Well, I don't have any. I don't just keep cement around. I wasn't planning on building a wall today. Going to the OCO and get some cement. And get me a newspaper, too. It's like, all right. And so now it's, 10 to 7. And I'm driving into Piobico to buy bags of cement. The wall does look good, though.
And it was done by 10?
It was done by 10 in the morning. And then I had to go into the woods to where the big pile of small rocks and sand is and fill wheelbarrows of sand and rock so that we can mix the cement. And then I just stood there and watched
him. He's a maniac. And then he's like, look, I did all this. Jason didn't do shit.
I wasn't. He's like, you're not up yet, are you? I'm like, no, I don't want to do this right now. He's great, though. I love him. I love him to death. They're wonderful.
They are. He's definitely a character, and you have to have the right taste for him, because he's one of a kind, that's for sure.
All right. That's my Gaji moment. He's not here today. He'll be back on Friday.
And he likes to say... Lavoro nell'orto fa un uomo morto.
Yes. Work in the garden kills a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for
you. It's good. It's hard work is what he's saying.
All right. No one. We dragged that story out way too long. Bring it home.
You bring it home.
All right. You can... energy. Here we go. Yes. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, or...
Our blog. Or on iTunes.
At
latavlamarche.com. LATAVOLAMARCHE. Thank you so much for listening.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@latavolamarche.com. Leave a rating or a comment on iTunes.
It's really fun to get emails. We had... So a listener email us, Dale, about doing some ice cream lessons, looking for ice cream school in Gelateria. And we were able to hook him up with Antonio and Paula at Gelateria Macchi and Fano. And hopefully something will work out with them. So it's really cool to connect that way. Thanks for listening. And
we will see you next time.
Ciao.
Ciao.